Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Gold Dust, written by Kimberly Freeman and read by Jennifer Veletic. Part 1. Chapter 1. Leningrad, 1976.
You are not beautiful.
Sophie Chernova leaned her 7-year-old face close to the corroded bathroom mirror. Her mother had not intended for her words to be cruel, only matter of fact.
You are not beautiful, Sophie, not like your cousins,
Mama had said as she cleared away the breakfast dishes in the communal kitchen that morning.
But you have a good brain and it counts for something. When they get themselves in trouble, they will need you to help them out.
But now, studying herself in the gloomy bathroom, the compliment about her cleverness was forgotten. Instead, she counted freckles, studied large, flared nostrils, traced a finger along lips that seemed determined to turn down at the corners even if she smiled. No, she wasn't beautiful. She wondered what benefits beautiful people acquired in life that she wouldn't. She'd never given much thought to it, but beauty was arriving this afternoon in the form of her two cousins, Natalia and Lena. A thunderous knock at the door.
Will you be in there forever?
This was Papa, who had been tense for a week. Ever since the letter came from his brother asking if he could take care of the two girls for 3 months. Mama and Papa wouldn't speak about his tension in front of her, but she had picked up shreds of ideas and, thanks to her clever brain, formed a clear picture of what was going on. Uncle Victor and Papa didn't get along. Natalia and Lena's mother had died giving birth to Lena nearly 6 years ago. Since then, Victor had offloaded his daughters to relatives and friends all over the Soviet Union. Now it was Sophie's family's turn. Sophie didn't mind so much. She had met her cousins twice before, at their grandmother's house in Izhevsk, at family gatherings so large that everybody and nobody supervised their wild games, marching in circles around the lightning-struck birch, whistling the Soviet national anthem, scrambling over the rocks behind the garden, pretending to be cosmonauts on the moon, nursing their grandmother's fat ginger cat as though it were a baby, and threading the stalks of dandelion clocks through the chain-link fence so that the wind could carry away the seeds, while they wished and wished so hard that their chests hurt afterwards. Papa knocked again, and Sophie climbed down from the stool she used to reach the enameled basin and opened the door.
Sorry, Papa,